hear him say the low could be 25 to 30.
Yeah, I heard that.
That's what he said. That's in the city.
Yeesh.
So if you're away from the city, it may be cooler than that. Okay, it's time.
I got to get those pipe thingies.
Yeah, that's right. Bring your pipes in and wrap your pets. So make sure everything's okay. Or something like that, yeah. Okay, Larry the Cable Guy.
Well, I'm going to end my program tonight on stuff that everybody wants to hear, and I hope you won't hear them tonight. I had some people asking for them, so we're going to end it. We're getting close, so they're going to sing some Christmas carols for you tonight. So I hope you like these. Get a job, you bum, 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 bum.
Yeah.
Money don't grow on trees, you bum, 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 bum. Oh, come all ye illegal immigrants, come and get them green cards and learn some damn English and then how to drive.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we got one more.
You better watch out. I think she's a guy. I ain't quite sure, but something ain't right. Hillary Clinton's coming.
Oh, my gosh.
Get it in. Hey, thank you so much, everybody. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
There you go. All right. Well, let's see. Larry the Cable Guy. 714. Not surprisingly, a new study says that for the eighth year in a row, gift cards are the most popular holiday present in U.S. America. The perception of a gift card is different, not nearly as crass a gift as that cash, you know, because you can't ever get the crisp bills anymore.
Yeah.
You know, they're not.
And it's hard to find those cards. Remember when they used to have the cards with the little cutout so you could see the face of the president?
Yep, yep.
They don't make those anymore.
No, they don't. And just, I don't remember exactly why I was doing this, but I wanted to get some cash to give somebody, okay? And I need to get some cash. I need to get fives and tens. Those are pretty ratty. The bank teller said those are tough to find. Is if fives and tens in good shape?
20s, they make a lot of.
You get ones, 20s, and hundreds. Those are the ones that, of course, ones get circulated so much. Of course, now so do 20s and 100s.
Yeah.
But it used to be that, you know, you were more likely to get like a ratty-looking $100 bill. But now, I mean, they're printing those puppies up. Of course, they want to get the old ones out of circulation. You understand that. But, yeah, she said that fives to 10s were hard to find. But anyway, so the perception is not nearly as bad. You buy the gift card, and then people can do whatever they want to. Many people experience anxiety in having to find the perfect gift, so they just use the gift card as a way to do that. And of course, we've all seen now you can go to the grocery store and buy a gift card for a business that's not even in town.
Yeah, which is weird.
That is very, very strange. So anyway, in fact, 7 out of 10 shoppers buy gift cards because they didn't know what to purchase. Okay, let me reread that. In fact, 7 out of 10 shoppers buy gift cards because they didn't know what else to purchase, ... and a lot of them didn't care to think about it enough. You know what I mean?
...
Yeah, just there you go. Just, yeah, okay, I'll go get one of those and everything will be fine because I'll get a gift card and they'll get to open something up and I'll feel okay. Hello.
Yeah, Scott, when you give me cash, just make sure it's hundreds.
I will, okay. I understand, okay. That's a wrinkled hundreds, it'd be okay. Okay. Now, of those buying the gift cards, you know, half are doing so to avoid the item being returned. Half buy gift cards because it takes less time than actually selecting a gift. Because why would you want to do that, right? Let's stand there and look around, rock on our heels, and go, gift card. By the way, breakage is the industry term for people who own a gift card but never use it. That's break, like B-R-E-A-K, not B-R-A-K-E, but breakage. Gift card, and they never use it. These people who don't use gift cards are essentially donating money to the retailers because, I mean, they got the money and they haven't had to give you the merchandise. Half of all gift cards are used in the first month, half. After 30 days, though, the potential for breakage gets higher and higher. Now, would it surprise you if I told you 18% of people have at least one gift card more than 2 years old?
Yeah. Oh, no, without question.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Doesn't surprise me at all.
We go and clean the cabinet out every once in a while. Oh, look at that. Wow.
I do have the same thing with coupons. I never use them. I just find them, and they're outdated.
Yeah. I tried to use one the other day, and it had been outdated for like 3 months. But, oh, that expiration. Y'all really pay attention to that, do you? Okay. So here are your top seven gifts, because we never do 10.
Right.
Top seven gifts for Christmas. Number seven would be cash. Number six would be food and liquor.
Hey, now.
Yeah. Number five is books. I find that hard to believe, but I'm, you know.
Does that count?
You've never been on the receiving end of books you didn't want.
No, I have, but it's been a while. But it's interesting that people give books, because then that means, of course, books can be a lot of things. Books can be picture books. Books can be coffee table books.
That's true.
They can be all sorts of things.
Or it could be stuff your granddad didn't want. I still remember the year I got a whole bunch of books on how to be a mime. I have no interest in miming whatsoever. He just wanted to get rid of them.
Had a lot of books, did he?
Yeah, at least seven or eight about the methods of being a good mime. Yeah.
I thought it's just stand there and don't say anything. I mean, didn't know that there was actually a study. But and of course, books for kiddos are always good. Number four, CDs and DVDs. Probably DVDs and CDs in that order. Number three, toys and electronics. That makes sense. Number two, clothing. And again, number one, gift cards. Okay, now just to help you out a little bit more, not always easy to pick that present for folks that you love, but one lady that you need to make sure you do it right is mom. Okay, so gift giving experts at yahoo.com have discovered three categories that you don't want to be gifting mom. Okay, gifts from somebody else, for somebody else, like toys or clothes or anything for their children would be nice, but those people don't deserve the same thing. Number two, don't re-gift. Don't re-gift your mom. Not good. Just don't. And number three, I find very odd, but it's in their underwear. I mean,
really?
Would you?
Creepy.
I mean,
really? Yeah. Great googly mooglies.
In what world? All right, a company
Florida.
In
California.
Yeah,
that's
maybe
where.
So. Company in California has designed a flying drone that drops burritos over your house. That's right.
Awesome.
Yeah. CNET reveals designers of the Skywalker X8 flying wing rigged it as it's got a burrito delivery tube, which apparently can be rigged to drop on demand. The parachute eases the burrito down to earth, where it can be picked up, opened, the burrito unwrapped, and eaten.
That's pretty much the most awesome thing I've heard in a long time.
It can be eaten. You don't have to. And again, if the parachute... That's the other thing. I don't know. If the parachute doesn't open and the burrito crashes to earth and it's still wrapped up, it still tastes the same, right? May then, look a little red.
Who made the burritos?
Then it's burrito salad.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's true. And again, I don't know who made the burrito. And if it's, I mean, if it's your drone and you put the burrito that you bought or made in there, what's the reward in getting it dropped back down to earth to you? I mean, it's an interesting thing. We'll see. Might work out. Not sure. 7:21. Plans are underway at NASA, yes, we are still relevant, to test color-changing lights that could help astronauts on board the International Space Station get more sleep. According to BBC, Boeing is working on the equipment, should be ready for testing in 2016. Oh, well, great. Then we have to put it back up in space to see if it works. Right?
Sure.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
It's job preservation.
That's exactly right. Yeah, get some funding for that. NASA will swap out fluorescent panels with solid-state lighting, that'll contain LEDs that produce blue, white, or red-colored light depending on the time of day. The blue lights will help astronauts keep alert during the day. Wow, I would have thought that would... Huh, the blue lights will keep them alert.
Huh.
The red lights should help encourage a feeling of sleepiness.
What? I don't like red lights.
Oh.
Always feels like something's bad.
Yeah, and there will be an intermediary white stage between the two, which simply acts as a transition. Astronauts typically get about two fewer hours of sleep each night while in space than they get while on the ground. On some space missions, it's been reported up to half the crew is taking sleeping pills. Well, that's not good, is it? I wouldn't think so. Nearly half the
medication... Well, they're not flying it.
Yeah, that's true. It is just kind of drifting around out there. Nearly half of all medication used in orbit is to help astronauts sleep. Well, if you give them books, they could go to sleep up there. See, that'd be safer than pills. Hello. Hello.
Oh, how are you?
Oh, it's wonderful. Thank you. And you?
Just fine.
Great.
I was just thinking that that burrito drone could be easily modified and make hot dog deliveries at Walmart.
That's also true.
Ooh, I love that.
I think we all can remember the hot dog guns that they used for years and T-shirt guns. Yep. They use those in basketball.
I've never heard of a hot dog gun.
Oh, yeah. The Rockets did hot dogs for a long time.
Really?
Yeah,
we used blimps to drop prizes and stuff when I worked for a professional hockey team.
Yeah, you can do that kind of stuff. Sure, all that.
I need to go to more games.
Yeah, well, okay. There you go. Yeah, you need to get out more. It never hurts.